الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله تعالى من هذه الأيام يعني أيام العشر قالوا ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا خرج إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله ثم لم يرجع من ذلك بشيء أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we have mentioned on a few Jumas previously, this period of the Islamic calendar which starts from the first of Shawwal and culminates with the coming of Zulhijjah is what we refer to as Ayyamul Hajj, the days of Hajj. The sanctity, the honor, the dignity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon this period. Ulama say, if we look holistically at a day, what does a day constitute of? It's a period of time. Sun rises, the sun sets. According to the lunar calendar, 355 days. According to the solar calendar, 365 days every year. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. However, amongst those days, there are certain days that have been elevated, the value of which has been multiplied exponentially in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama say that anything on the basis of nisbat, link or association, the value of it is multiplied. Classical example of this is a house. You look at a house, what makes a house valuable? A building, what makes it valuable? The amount of money that is spent on it, decoration, etc. Yet we find that in the world there is one house, if we look at it, it's not even plastered. There's no real tiles. Hardly any money has been spent on beautifying or decorating this house. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made nisbat and association of this house with Himself. Baytullah. Bait, house. Baitullah, Allah's house. Not even plastered. Not much money spent ostensibly on the building. Yet, when this nisbat or association was made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the manner in which the value of this house was multiplied. No price tag can be placed on it. Billions every year aspire to visit Baytullah. There's almost a magnet that is drawing the hearts of humanity towards it. What was the difference? Allah associated this house with Himself. In the same way, amongst the days of the year, there are certain days that Allah has associated with Himself. There are certain days Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated the value of these days. In the Quran, when something is important, something is significant, there is a lengthy chapter which ulama ikram devote to what we call aqsamul Quran, the oaths which the Quran takes. Allah takes oath on something. Time, we can, any one of us realizes how valuable time is. Allah takes qasam and oath on time in the Quran. We find, interestingly, some places in the Quran, Allah takes one qasam. For example, wal asr. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala takes two qasams together. Wal duha, wal layli, idha saja. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala takes three qasams in one place. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes four qasams in one place. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَوْعُودِ وَشَاهِدِ وَمَشْهُودِ. When it comes to the period which we are approaching now, there is one place in the Quran, obviously there are different interpretations or commentaries given by the Mufassireen, yet majority of them say that in this particular surah of the Quran, which Allah Ta'ala introduces with not one, not two, not three, not four, but five qasams together, five oaths in one place. Majority of the Mufassireen and commentators of the Quran say that synonymously, Allah Ta'ala is referring to or taking qasam and oaths on certain days of the year. Things that are associated with this particular period. Wal Fajr, literal translation, Allah takes an oath, the dawn or the daybreak. Is this just a general daybreak which occurs every day? Is Allah Ta'ala taking qasam just on fajr namaz? What is this wal fajr? Continue. Wal fajr. Walayalin ashar. Allah takes another oath and qasam on the 10 nights. Wal fajr. Walayalin ashar. Washaf' wal watar. The even and the odd. Is it just any even, any odd? And finally, wal layli idha yasar. By the oath of the night as it passes. Ulama say this is not just general qasams on specific things, not just general qasams and oaths, but it refers to a particular period. Now look at these qasams again. Wal fajr, by the oath of the daybreak. Ulama say that this refers to the daybreak of the 10th of Zulhijjah. Wal fajr. Walayalin ashar, by the oath of the 10 nights, the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah. Washafa', even, in other words, the number even, specific number 10, referring to the 10th of Zulhijjah. Walwatar, which means odd, specific number 9, referring to the 9th of Zulhijjah. Wallayli idha yasar, fifth qasam and oath which Allah takes, by the oath of the night as it passes. Ulama say this refers to the night between the 9th and the 10th of Zulhijjah. For the Hajis, in other words, the night of Muzdalifah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has associated this period with Himself. Allah has highlighted the significance of this period by taking not one, not two, not three, not four, but five qasams and oaths in one place in the Quran, referring to this period that is coming. Monday night we will look for the hilal of the onset of Zulhijjah, and particularly the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Why has Allah elevated this? What is so special about this period? One is the Hujjaj Baytullah that have left already. Few will still maybe leave. For the majority of us, one is munasabat, link, association is being created with them. Why? Because in this 10 days of Zulhijjah, there are two very, very special a'mal that occur that are linked and associated with this period only. One is the amal of Hajj, for example. The ninth of Zulhijjah is Arafah. If somebody decides in Muharram to go and stand on top of Jabal Rahmah, on top of the mountain of mercy, and read two rakats namaz, forget any other human beings, he may just find a few birds. He won't even find anybody there. The place will be desolate. It will be abandoned. Why? There is no significance any other time in the year in Arafah except the 9th of Zulhijjah. Go to Mina any other time in the year, you won't even find anybody there. Yet suddenly on the 8th of Zulhijjah, thousands, if not millions, are gathering there. In other words, this amal of Hajj is specific to this period. So ulama say this is one basis on which this particular period, the emphasis or the importance of it enunciated in Shariat and Islam. The second amal, which is specific to the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, to extend this, in other words, the 10th, 11th and 12th of Zulhijjah, is the amal of Qurbani. Any other time in the year, slaughter an animal, yes, you will get the reward of sadaqah. Sadaqah takes different ways, shapes, different forms, different types of sadaqah. But for it to be an ibadat, to pass the knife over the neck of that animal, the amal of Qurbani, where sunnatu abikum Ibrahim alayhi salam, where this amal has been equated to the sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that is specific to this period. Make Qurbani rest of the year, every hair on the body of that animal, you are not going to get the reward. But 10th, 11th, 12th of Zulhijjah, you make Qurbani, now every hair on the body of that animal, depending on your niyat and intention, you are going to get the reward. So ulama say this period, first 10 days of Zulhijjah, the value of it has been raised exponentially by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the fact that two very, very great a'mal of deen, the practice of it is specific to this period. One is Hajj, the other is Qurbani. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, referring to this period, he would say, بِكُلِّ يَوْمْ أَلْفْ يَوْمْ. The ibadat and amal of every one of these 10 days of Zulhijjah are equivalent to the ibadat and amal of 1,000 days. وَيَوْمُ عَرَفَةَ عَشَرَةُ آلَافْ أَيَّامْ. He said the amal of Arafah, the 9th of Zulhijjah, is equivalent to the ibadat of 10,000 days. One is faraid, one is what is obligatory. 5 times every day salah is obligatory. Example, faraid, there's no room to maneuver. Whether it's the 10 days of Zulhijjah, whether it is Ramadan, whether it is out of Ramadan, faraid, what is compulsory, we have to fulfill. Over and above that is what we call nawafil, nafil practices, Allah's zikr, tilawat of Quran, nafil fast, etc. We find when it comes to this famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ma yazalu al-abd, hadith qudsi, Allah says, ma yazalu al-abd yataqarrabu ilayya bin nawafil hatta uhibbahu. What does Allah give us on nafil? Tilawat of Quran, zikr, etc. Fasting, nafil, etc. What is Allah? What is the effect of nawafil? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah says, any nafil that you will do, you will keep getting closer and closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you reach that pinnacle of closeness where beautifully Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes it. Allah says, hatta uhibbahu. Until Allah says, I love this person. You want Allah's love. You want Allah's qurb. You want Allah's closeness. The key to it is nawafil. Increase over and above the faraiz. As I mentioned, I'm repeating. Faraiz, there's no maneuvering. No room to go this way and that way. That has to be done. Over and above that, exert yourself in nawafil. Unfortunately, the dun, the nasha, the intoxication of this dunya, we tend to get caught up and we tend to forget. We distance ourselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's mercy, Allah's mercy, Allah's mercy, Allah's compassion, Allah's kindness. Allah has elevated certain periods. This is a wake-up call. Don't reach the height of ingratitude by ignoring these periods. Look at the manner in which our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba, "Ma min ayyamin, ma min ayyamin, al-amalu salihu fiha, ahabba ila Allah ta'ala min hadhihi al-ayyam." يعني أيام العشر وفي الحديث الآخر ما من أيام أحب إلى الله تعالى أن يتعبد له فيها من عشر ذي الحجة يعدل صيام كل يوم منها بصيام سنة وقيام كل ليلة منها بقيام ليلة القدر وفي الحديث الآخر ما من أيام أعظم عند الله ولا أحب إليه فيهن في من ولا أحب إليه العمل فيها من هذه الأيام العشر فأكثروا فيهن من التسبيح والتحميد والتهليل والتكبير أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Look at the dearth, look at the wealth of ahadith. My Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there are no days, there are no days. How valuable are these days? We know Jumu'ah is a valuable day. Allah has not taken qasam on the day of Jumu'ah. We know Ramadan is valuable. Allah has not taken qasam and oath on Ramadan. We know Laylatul Qadr is valuable. An entire surah of the Quran revealed, "Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr." Yet, Allah didn't take qasam on Laylatul Qadr. These 10 days of Zulhijjah that are coming, Allah took not one but five qasams on this period. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are no days in which good deeds, here it refers to particularly nawafil, over and above your farais, there are no days in which good deeds are more beloved to Allah than these 10 days of Zulhijjah. You want Allah to love you. You want the qurb of Allah. You want the closeness of Allah. Engage in nawafil rest of the year. Without a doubt, you will go closer to Allah. But this period, everything is multiplied. Allah loves your ibadat more in this period than any other time. This is literal translation of the hadith. The other riwayat I mentioned, my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on. Why did I say nawafil? Because he explains. He says the nafil fast, obviously excluding the 10th of Zulhijjah, the day of Eid, we are not allowed to fast. The nafil fast of the first 9 days of Zulhijjah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for every fast you will keep, Allah will give you the reward as if you fasted for the entire year. So 9 nafil fast, 9 years fasting reward Allah will give. وَقِيَامُ كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِّنْهَا بِقِيَامِ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. The ibadat of the night, tahajjud salah, tilawat of Quran, staying awake. Like last 10 nights of Ramadan, we try to stay awake. Why? In the pursuit of Laylatul Qadr. To whatever extent we can, exert yourself, apply yourself. Allahu Akbar. What does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Ya'dilu qiyam kulli laylatin minha bi qiyam laylatil qadr. Allah will reward the one who stands on each of these nights in ibadat as if he stood on the night of Qadr. That is the extent to which Allah opens up the doors of his mercy during this first 10 days of Zulhijjah. The third riwayat which I mentioned, my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are no more auspicious days. There are no more beloved days of the year in which you will worship Allah than the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. So what must you do? He said, increase. Increase, subhanallah. increase alhamdulillah, increase la ilaha illallah, increase Allahu Akbar. How valuable are these words? One simple example I'm giving. One hadith, my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, how valuable is la ilaha illallah and its zikr. He said, if my ummati says, la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. He says, say this once, and Allah will forgive all your sins, even though your sins be as many as the foam of the waves of the ocean. Increase Allah's zikr, particularly takbir. We know it is wajib from the 9th of Zulhijjah, after Fajr Salah up till the 13th of Zulhijjah, Asr Salah. We make that takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar walillahi alham. We know that is wajib. We make that takbir loudly after from the 9th Fajr. But we find ulama mentioned during these first 10 days of Zulhijjah, besides that, increase takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. It is reliably reported. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, during this period, used to go into the bazaar of Medina, read this takbir loudly. The people of the bazaar of Medina, when they would hear it, they also would repeat this takbir till the sound of takbir would be raised in the bazaar of Medina during the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. It is mentioned in Mina also, the environment of Mina would resound with this takbir. To a very large extent, this sunnah has come out of the ummah. So let us bring alive this, especially during the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Obviously after the 9th, it's wajib after every salah. But even before that, bring takbir on your tongue. Bring takbir in your zikr. Bring Allah's kibriyai. These are the days Allah says, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. Remember, take the name of Allah. Fi ayyamin ma'lumat. Literal translation of this verse. During the known days. Jamhur mufassirin. Consensus of the commentators of Quran. Ayyamun ma'lumat. Where Allah in the Quran highlights and says, take my name. Remember me. During ayyamun ma'lumat. What is ayyamun ma'lumat? Ulama say, here ayyamul ashr. It is the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. For Allah's sake, that shaitan box, all those activities of haram, whether it is video related, TV related, whether it is anything else. Maybe we are in the habit of speaking a lot of lies. We are involved in riba. We are involved in all sorts of things. Today, unfortunately, we find in many of our masajid, this topic of shamelessness is going to be discussed. This issue of homosexuality or whatever it is. Whatever we are mubtala, whatever haram we are involved in, now is the period. Now is the time to cleanse ourselves. Allah gave us one opportunity in Ramadan. If for whatever reason, after the hilal of Ramadan was sighted, if we are gone back, shaitan is with us all the time. Allah is very merciful. Allah is very forgiving. Allah is very kind. Allah is very compassionate. The door to tawbah, the door to repentance, the door to turning back to Allah does not close until the last gasp of breath. There is a chance. Come back to Allah. Come back to Allah. Knock the door of tawbah. Particularly if we haven't got the himmat and courage to give up those haram completely, at least during these 10 days. Put the ihram on. Hajis have put the actual ihram. Hajis have put, that is why I'm digressing. We find in the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, we are encouraged. Imitate the hujjaj how? It is nafil. If you don't do it, there's no guna. But if we do it, there's great reward. Don't pay your nails. Don't cut your hair, etc. For those who intend to perform qurbani for the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Why? imitate the Hujjaj. They have put on physical ihram, imitate them by abstaining from these practices. As I said, there's no guna if you don't do it, but there is great merit and reward if you do carry out the sunnah. It is mustahab, ulama say. But underlying message that imitate the Hujjaj during this period. So the major sins that we are involved in, put the ihram on. If you can't give it up completely, at least during these 10 days, get rid of that shaitan box. Get rid of those activities that we are engaged in. Spend as much time as possible in the masjid. Try and keep nafil fast. Try and keep our nights awake with ibadat, with the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Particularly nafil fast, the 9th of Zulhijjah. If you have not gone for hajj, the rest of the world, if they will fast on the 9th of Zulhijjah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَحْتَسِبُ عِنَّ اللَّهِ أَن يُكَفِّرَ السَّنَةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا وَبَعْدَهَا. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, not only will Allah give you the reward of fasting 1 year, but he said the 9th of Zulhijjah, that particular nafil fast, he said, I am hopeful from my Allah that last year's sins and the next year's sins, 2 years' sins will be wiped away. This is an opportunity for us. Like I said, or like I mentioned, if we cannot exert ourselves, at least the haram stay away. Do not be ungrateful to Allah by ignoring the value of these days. So many ahadith, my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are no days. There are no days more beloved to Allah. Your worship, your ibadat, your turning to Allah, your knocking the door of repentance, your gaining the qurb, the closeness, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, than these first 10 days of Zulhijjah. One important point. As we've mentioned over the last few Jumu'ahs, asbaq, lessons, haqaiq that we learn from the amal of hajj, from the hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith which I mentioned in my khutbah in the beginning, very, very interesting reaction of sahaba ikram. I'm going to mention the hadith again. Ma min ayyamin al-amalu salihu fiha أحب إلى الله تعالى من هذه الأيام يعني أيام العشر. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Sahaba, literal translation, O my Sahaba, there are no days in which good deeds are more beloved to Allah. In other words, your nawafil. There are no days in which good deeds are more beloved to Allah than these first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Sahaba hear this. What is their reaction to this? Unfortunately, many of us don't appreciate how Sahaba reacted and what lesson we can learn from this. What is their reaction? Without hesitation, qalu, they said, walal jihadu fi sabilillah. Ya Rasulullah, what are you saying? Ibadat in these 10 days is more virtuous than a man striving in the path of Allah. Why did they react like this? Why was this particular question put? Why didn't they say, Ya Rasulullah, more important than the fast of Ramadan, Allah is going to reward us. More important than giving zakat, Allah is going to reward us. Why did Sahaba say, Walal jihadu fi sabilillah? Because this was the mizaj. This was the temperament of Madina Munawwara. The hearts and minds of Sahaba were conditioned that there is nothing more valuable than striving in the path of Allah. This is kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of every ummat. Allah took you out to serve humanity, to make the effort of hidayat, to use your wealth and your life and to strive in the path of Allah. And there is nothing more valuable than this. One Sahabi came. He says, Ya Rasulullah, dullani ala amal, show me an action. Show me an action which will get me more reward than striving in the path of Allah. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, La ajidu, I can't find any action like that. One riwayat it comes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, when your brother is leaving in the path of Allah, is it possible, an tadkhula masjidak, go into your masjid, fatusalli wala taftur, watasumu wala tuftir, start salah. Make salam when he returns from the path of Allah. Start fasting. Make iftar when he returns from the path of Allah. This person says, Ya Rasulullah, that is not even humanly possible. Not even humanly possible. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that is the reward the person is getting for striving in the path of Allah. Madina Masjid al-Nabawi, in the time of Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nu'man bin Bashir, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is the narrator of the hadith. It like one day like this, it was the day of Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah time is very near. Sahaba start a discussion, a few of them in the masjid. One person says, Ma ubali, Allah amala amalan ba'da al-Islam, illa an asqil hajj. I have heard the reward of making khidmat of the hujjaj. Allah bless me with Islam, with hidayat. Now I am going to devote my life to serving the hujjaj, because that is the most virtuous action anyone can do. Another one says, Ma ubali, Allah amala amalan ba'da al-Islam, illa an amur al-masjid al-haram. That what are you saying? No! Allah bless me with Islam. There is nothing more virtuous. Nothing more virtuous than making abadi ibadat in masjid al-haram. I am going to devote my entire life to that. Third person says, striving in the path of Allah. Striving in the path of Allah. Dawat and tabligh, which is maqsad of jihad. Dawat and tabligh, which is the objective of jihad. Utilizing your wealth and your life so that one person can get hidayat and be saved from jahannam, enter into Jannah, which was the day and night of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says to them that there is nothing more virtuous than that. This is more virtuous than the ibadat of Masjid al-Haram. This is more virtuous than making khidmat of the hujjaj. Sahaba's temperament with this, in this, the voices got raised inadvertently. They didn't realize in this argument, nothing was wrong with the argument. Which is the most virtuous amal? This jistaju, this curiosity, this concern, this fikr, this drive sahaba had. فَزَّجَرَهُمْ Umar. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu scolded them. He became upset with them. أَتَّرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ عِنَّ مِمْبَرِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. You people are raising your voices near to the member of Rasulullah. This is the masjid. Where's the sanctity of the masjid? Masjid is decorum. Masjid is tranquility. Masjid is serenity. You're not allowed to raise your voice in the masjid. And then Umar says to them, what is the need to engage in such a discussion when the Nabi of Allah is amongst you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Put your question to him. He will solve this dilemma for you. No sooner Umar said this, Jibreel already descends to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nu'man bin Bashir says, on this occasion, the verse of the Quran was revealed. أَجَعَلْتُمْ سِقَايَةَ الْحَاجِّ وَعِمَارَةَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ كَمَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَجَاهَدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَوُونَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allahu Akbar, this is Quran. Aja'altum. Allah says, what is the matter with you? What is wrong with you? How can you ever equate khidmat of the hujjaj and ibadat of Masjid al-Haram with that person who brings iman in Allah, brings his life onto Shariat, and uses his wealth and his life to strive in the path of Allah? La yastawuna inda Allah. They will never ever be equal in the sight of Allah. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimeen. And Allah will never guide a nation which is oppressive. In the tafsir of this, ulama say, zalim who? The one who considers these a'mal equivalent to striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the mizaj, this was the temperament. Turn the clock of our minds and our hearts. Imitate the Hujjaj. 8th of Zulhijjah, 10th of Zulhijjah, 11th of Zulhijjah, 12th of Zulhijjah, Nafil, 13th of Zulhijjah. What was the sunnah of Mina? What was the Mina of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I've run out of time. I can't go into details now. But what was the farewell message from my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as he stood on the plains of Mina and Arafat? فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبِ فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبِ Dawat and tabligh. Dawat and tabligh. Dawat and tabligh. Using your wealth and your life in the way of Allah. This call, this cry from the heart of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Humanity will never see a gathering of the pedigree, Islamically, spiritually, whatever context we want to look at it, as that gathering that was in front of him on the plains of Mina and Arafat. What was the effect of his cry and his call? They left from there. Where are their graves? Uqba bin Nafi, Algeria. Abu Lubaba Ansari, Abu Zum'at al-Balawi, Tunis. Ruwaitha Ansari, Libya. Humama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Isfahan. Abdurrahman bin Abbas, Ma'bad bin Abbas, Northern Africa. Rib'i bin Ziyad al-Harithi, Sijistan. Nu'man bin Muqarrin al-Muzani, Nihawin. Abu Ayyub Ansari, Istanbul. Abu Talha Ansari, Rome. Abu Darda, Damascus. Bilal Habshi, Damascus. Rib'i bin Ziyad al-Harithi, Sijistan. Abdurrahman al-Ghafiqi, Southern France. Rafi' bin Samura, Khurasan. Zarar bin Azwar, Jordan. Muaz bin Jabal, Abdurrahman bin Jabal, father and son, banks of the river Jordan. Abdullah bin Rawaha, Jafar bin Abi Talib, Zayd bin Haritha, Muta. Uqba bin Amir, Juhani, Amr bin As, Egypt. The list goes on. This Jamaat, with absolute amanat dari and trustworthiness, heard from the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my master, Sadiqul Masduq, mafhum of the hadith, make one salah in Masjid-e-Haram, in this Hilal Masjid of yours. It is equivalent to 100,000 salah. 5 salah a day, it will take you 55 years, 6 months and 20 days to make one salah. What is equivalent to one salah in Masjid-e-Haram? 5 salah in a day, it will take you 277 years, 7 months and 10 days in this masjid, 5 salah. To equal 5 salah in Masjid-e-Haram. Sahaba heard this. And with absolute trust and amanat dari, they conveyed it to you and I. The value of salah in Masjid-e-Haram. Yet, 90% of that majma of Mina, when they heard this call, their graves are not in Makkah and Medina. Their graves are scattered throughout the entire world. They knew the value of Masjid-e-Haram. They knew the value of Masjid-e-Nabawi. But greater than that was instilled in their hearts the importance of the direct trust that was given from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aashiq Rasul kehna bohot aasan hai. I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to follow Nabi. Boy, very, very easy, bhai. How much have we identified with his day and night? How much have we identified with his pain? How much have we identified with his cry? How much have we identified with his Mina? What was his Mina? Those 13 years in Makkah Mukarramah. His last Hajj was not the only Hajj. When Islam, when the responsibility of Nubuwwat was given, every year he made Hajj. His Hajj was Dawat. His Hajj was Tabligh. His Hajj was 10 to 10. His Hajj was person to person. His Hajj was this cry, May yuwini, may yansuruni, hatta uballigha risalata rabbi. Through the barakat of that Hajj, before Hijrah, Allah opened the door to Hijrah through Hajj. Ansar of Medina came through Hajj. Badr took place through Hajj. Uhud took place through Hajj. Hudaybiyah took place through Hajj. Fateh Makkah, the seeds was planted for all this through the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my respected brothers cry tears of blood that today the majma on the plains of Mina, majority of them, their minds will not even identify with the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the Mina of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was his cry? He paid. What was the responsibility given to this ummah? What was the responsibility given to this ummah? Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Badr was only 313. Allah referred to it as Yawmul Furqan. He says, if the 1 million or 2 million of Mina of any year's Hajj identifies with the Mina of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the Qasam of Allah, that will be sufficient for the hidayat of the entire humanity. Coming back to this hadith, why did Sahaba react like this? Walal jihadu fi sabilillah. Ya Rasulullah, what are you saying? Nafil ibadat during these 10 days is more valuable than striving in the path of Allah. Allah's mercy, what did my Nabi say? He said, yes. Except that person who takes his wealth and his life and he never returns back. He dies in the path of Allah. Besides him, the amal of this day is more, these days is more valuable than even striving in the path of Allah. Ye lootne ke zamana hai. This is the time to take. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. Don't let this opportunity be lost. Together with that, take the sabak, take the lessons that we learn from the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the responsibility that was given to the ummah. Allah give us tawfiq.